Welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Miner. This weekly no-fluff mindset show arms you with the practical tools you need to get unstuck so you can get exactly what you want out of life. Remember, when you change your mind, your life will follow. Let's get into today's episode. Hey there, friends. Welcome back to the Unstuck Podcast. Thank you all so much for being here, joining me on this episode. If this is your very first episode, welcome. Glad to have you. I'm Sean. I'm your host today and every day of Unstuck. If this is your 60th episode, that is really cool. So glad you are joining me every Friday, having some fun, getting unstuck. And hey, we're about to approach the 1 year anniversary of Unstuck. I believe it is the 13th of September. It was a year ago, 2019, that I launched the Unstuck podcast and shared the first two episodes. I can't believe it's already been a year. It's so crazy how that goes, but I'm so appreciative of every single one of you who have been with me from day one and those that are just joining in. Hey, you have a whole year worth of episodes to catch up on if you want to go that route. Just start from today and keep going backwards. They all apply. They're all relevant. They're all important. They all kind of go along with each other, you will find out. So kind of important to go through the whole library as it works for you. Don't take time away from your family and friends and work and all that stuff to listen to this podcast. But, if you're out on a walk, taking a hike, if you're just hanging out, cooking some dinner or cleaning, I love listening to podcasts when I'm cleaning. It's just the best. It makes it so much better to do that chore. So yeah, hope you can get through those. Today we are going to approach a subject that we've talked about here quite a bit on the show. It's kind of one of the main themes of getting unstuck for us here, but we're going to approach it a little differently. And I think that you will see so many similarities. You will make all the connections when we go through this topic. But I think for some of you, it will be the trigger, I guess we can call it, to really make some changes finally and to really see what has been going on in your life and who you are being and who you're becoming and who you want to be and why. I think we may be able to get some connection here and make some real change when we approach this topic in the way we're going to today. So I'm very, very excited to get into it. What we're chatting about today is identity and how our identity could be really what's behind us being held back or holding ourselves back, getting in our own way, not getting what we want, not being the people we want to be, not expanding, not growing. It could all be based on our identity and really the thought that we can't change our identity, which is not true. And we're going to go over, there's just two steps to changing your identity, which is phenomenal. But I think that you already know that just because there's two steps, that usually means they're actually going to be quite involved steps. It won't necessarily be easy, which we say that all the time here. Simple, perhaps not easy. And we will go through those steps. First, I have just a few things that I wanted to share with you about the show and about what I've been up to, what's coming up here in the Unstuck world. So first of all, I want to let you know that I have not given up on having guests on the Unstuck podcast. I still very much love having guests on the show. What actually happened, there was two situations. One where I had a guest and interviewed a guest and it didn't resonate with what I want to share here. It wasn't something that I thought would be of value to you. And that brings up the point that I literally get requests to have guests on this show every single day, multiple times per day. And 99% of the time, I don't even bother to respond, to be perfectly honest, because they're almost like automated emails at this point. And it's just not what we want here. It's not what I want to spend my energy on. And I also, there are times, and this has been the case in now the 6 years that I have been podcasting, where I even get to the point where I go through the interview, but it still just doesn't feel right. Something feels off, or their message doesn't really resonate with what we are about. And so I don't air it. And that's what has happened in the past month or so. And then I also had another guest lined up and had to cancel and reschedule for a different time. So basically, all this to say, we're still going to have guests on the show. I still have some great ones lined up for the fall. Very excited. But, you know, there's been quite a few episodes in a row here of just me chatting with you. And I hope you guys are okay with that, too. I really like it. I think it's fun. I mean, yeah, I wish you were in the same room with me and we're actually having a conversation. That'd be cool. But I'll take a microphone as well. So that's what you can expect. There will be some really great guests coming up, so stay tuned for that. But also know that I'm really picky when it comes to guests, and I like to form a connection with the person before I just have them on the show, because that creates a better environment for the conversation. So that means that there are less guest potential right now as I work to find people that I want to have on and build that connection. So there we go. The second thing that I am just on my toes waiting to be able to share with you all here is what I've been working on behind the scenes. I share little bits and pieces over on my Instagram stories when I'm working on something or when I just finished something, but I always keep it really under wraps, not because I want to, you know, keep it a secret or a surprise or anything, but just it's always best in the business world to kind of wait till something's gotten really close to being ready before you share it with everyone. And I'm really close to being ready. And what I can share today is that the Unstuck collection, we're going to call it, is growing. So we have the Unstuck Project, which is a really great 8-week online course for people who are looking to get unstuck when it comes to their body, their health, their weight, their food, their diet, that kind of thing. And I've shared many times on this show that that exact process, the 8 weeks, is what I went through to get unstuck with my own health, body, weight, diet, food, all of that. That was a very important tool. Well, really, in the course, there's 16 tools, but that process was a very important step for me to become my healthiest physically and my happiest. And so now I share it in a course. And then we also have the Unstuck Collective, which is really more so a mindset part two. It's really like the second step to mindset work. It's for people who potentially have gone through the Unstuck Project or done their own mindset journey, are on this, are doing all the homework assignments on the podcast and all that stuff, and want to be part of a community where they get monthly reminders, weekly reminders, live calls, and just really be part of this group. And it's been a wonderful experience. I'm so thrilled with how everything is going in that community and with that membership group. Super cool. And we'll continue for sure. Now, the third thing, what I've been working on really diligently, especially over quarantine, is for the entrepreneurs that follow and listen. And not just all entrepreneurs, but specifically wellness entrepreneurs. Not that what I teach isn't for everyone, but I just feel this really strong passion and desire to help other wellness professionals, because it is a community that struggles with building a business and has such a strong passion and purpose for helping others with their health and happiness, like I have and always probably will have from day one wanted to help other people get healthy and happy. So does this community. And unfortunately, the business aspect of it holds people back. It keeps them from actually really making the impact that they want to make in the wellness space and with others' health. And not only that, but in doing so, they also don't create the business or the success or the income that they deserve. I mean, we are helping people in such a profound way, and it's so important. Like, I'm so passionate about more people having access to the information that us wellness entrepreneurs provide, and they don't have that. And it's being censored and banned and all this stuff, but we can take a stand against that, and we can actually still make what we teach as nutritionists, as personal trainers, as naturopaths, as energy healers. I mean, the sky's the limit. But we can make what we teach the norm. And it should be the norm. More people should know about what we do. And hey, guess what? We also deserve to be compensated appropriately for that. And we're not. We are not appropriately compensated. There are many wellness entrepreneurs out there or wellness professionals out there that are barely getting by. And yet what they do and what their passion is changing people's lives. Like, they are literally saving people's lives. They are changing their lives. It is such important work, and they can't even make a living. And I just can't see this anymore. And, you know, a combination of this passion and also following my own route in where I used specific mindset tools and, you know, everything I share here to get unstuck with my health and my body, when that started working and started happening in my life and actually like things started changing, I was like, well, shoot, I need to apply this to more places that I'm struggling, which at the time was my business. I was not making money. I was not surviving. I was in debt. I was struggling. I had tried a ton of things. Nothing was working. It just wasn't happening. It was very stressful. It was very overwhelming. I felt like every single day I had to learn something new, and it was just a mess, and I was really struggling. So then I applied what I was doing to get unstuck elsewhere to my business, and literally in 2 months had completely turned around my business and had already in 2 months paid off my debt, the debt that I had created from struggling in my business for 3 years at the time, between that and between the medical expenses that I had to go through the mold protocol, I had $20,000 in debt. And I was able to pay it off in 2 months because of the work I did in my business. And I don't want to continue on taking up any more time of this episode, because we are going to talk about that in a much more detail in a very special episode next week. So I think all of you are going to want to hear this story. Even if you aren't a business owner, I would still recommend you show up next week and listen to the manifestation of my successful business, because it's very interesting, very cool, and something I've never shared before. But I'm going to stop here. You can see how passionate I am. You can see how excited I am. This is the next piece in the Unstuck collection that I will be providing and offering specifically to wellness entrepreneurs. Now, if anything I just said resonated with you at all, I would encourage you to head to seanminer.com/entrepreneur. Waitlist. I know entrepreneur is very hard to spell. So let me just spell it for you real quick. ENTREPRENEUR. It will be linked in the show notes. So don't worry. You can just click on the link and it'll make it much easier. seanminer.com/entrepreneur waitlist. This is going to make sure you are the very first person to know about this next offering, and it will also make sure you are invited to join in on the beta, quote unquote, round, what I like to call the founding member round. So again, first time I'm offering this, so it will be at an extreme discount. Your only chance to get in on this level and with this price and all that good stuff. So if you have any interest whatsoever, I'd highly recommend getting in on that list so that you know what's to come. You're the first to know, you're the first to get in if it's something that you're interested in. And if it's not, no big deal. Totally cool too. So again, seanminart.com/entrepreneur waitlist, and you will find out more. All right, let's kick off our talk about identity with a quote. And this comes from a book that I have recently read. It's called Atomic Habits by James Clear. Great book. I really enjoyed it. I highly recommend it, especially if you are having a hard time developing new good habits or releasing old bad habits. I think it is a really great tool for those of you like that. Here's the quote. Every action is a vote for who you wish to become. Ooh, so good. Every action is a vote for who you wish to become. And that last part is going to prove to be very important, and it already has been something we've talked about a lot on Unstuck, which is, who do you wish to become? Who do you want to be? That is going to be a really important question for you to answer, because until you know that, then you won't really know how your actions are either moving you closer to that or further away from that. So we'll get into that coming up shortly. First, a definition of identity. Identity is the basic assumptions about who you are. And those assumptions then dictate your decisions, your actions, your thoughts, and your emotions. So you can kind of already see how your identity is very similar to your belief system, those beliefs, those stories that you carry around. Your identity is really just the combination of the beliefs that you hold to be true about yourself. It is how you describe yourself, both externally and internally. So, like, how you describe yourself to others, but then also what do you say about yourself to yourself in your head? Anything that you say that starts with, I'm the kind of person who, I'm good at this, I'm not good at this, I'm. Those are your beliefs that then create your identity. And of course, there are things in this realm that are actually true, like they're based in biology, genetics, something like that. For instance, for me, I'm 5'1", 5'1", actually, that probably won't be true in another 10, 20 years because I'll probably shrink as I age. But right now I'm 5'1". And so for me, my identity has always been that I'm short. I have created that identity because I've always been the short one. I've always been shorter than everybody else, at least in my adult life. I've been told 1,000 times how short I am. I've been told that I'm too short to do XYZ. So now that I know that I'm short, my identity is that I'm short. I never even tried to play basketball or volleyball. That identity determined my behavior, determined what I even tried to do or what I went after. So who knows? I may have been the first 5'1" women's pro volleyball or basketball player, but I didn't even try because my identity was that I'm too short to play those sports. But then think about it this way. This is also really interesting. What if I grew up somewhere on this planet, which I think probably exists, I don't know where it is, but might exist where 5'1 isn't short? Or maybe this is a make-believe spot. Doesn't matter. Just consider this. What if I grew up in a place where 5'1 is the norm, where everyone is 5'1 or below, well, then I wouldn't have had that identity. I would not have the identity that I was short or too short to play basketball or volleyball. I wouldn't think that. So that's just a very basic example to essentially show you that much of your identity, even if it is something where you think it's set in stone, it's genetic, it's biological, whatever, actually isn't, and really is formed from your life experiences, from defining moments in your life, from your parents, your environment, society, your family, your friends, etc. And just like our belief system, so much of our identity is formed from childhood and also from external factors in our stages of growing up. So what others have said about us or what we have taken from specific moments. Again, very similar to our beliefs. And so I think what I want to really hit home here, and we'll give some examples of other identity things you may be saying to yourself and potentially not even knowing it. Again, a lot of this is subconscious. But what I really want the take-home message to be is that so much of how you see yourself and what you think about yourself is not based on factual information or what you have even chosen to be true about yourself. It's based on these external forces, and then, you know, we have internalized them to be our truths, and we're still carrying them around 20, 30, 40, 50 years later, thinking that they are not things that can be changed about who we are. And that is not true. We can absolutely change them. Let's go over some examples. I'm lazy. I'm not good at math. I'm not cool. I'm shy. I'm an introvert. I'm not good at relationships. I'm always late. I'm not a morning person. Have you said any of these things about yourself or something similar? We all have. I still do this almost every day. I feel like I so much have relied on this theory, I guess we'll call it, that I am an introvert. However, I was just listening to a podcast a few weeks ago that actually broke extrovert and introvert down a little further and said that there were actually inhibited extroverts or something like that. I can't remember, something along the lines of being inhibited, but being an extrovert. And I really feel like he was kind of explaining the characteristics and how you would know. And I really resonated with it. And my entire life, at least, you know, my adult years, when I learned what introvert and extrovert meant, I've always identified as an introvert. And so much of what I think about myself and the behaviors I have are because I'm an introvert. And then to actually have my identity shaken up by realizing I'm actually this inhibited extrovert, it's just a really great example to show that our identities are not and will never be set in stone. So it's not just enough to understand your identity, but we also need to understand how it is affecting us and our lives, because who you think you are is the basis for what you do. This identity, or all these different identities that you have, and we all have many, many things that we think about ourselves, that is what determines your behavior. As I just mentioned in my own example of never playing basketball or volleyball or anything like that because I was too short. And I was told I was too short, and that was just what I thought. So I never even considered it. And again, this very much correlates with the work we do on needing to change our beliefs first in order to then provide the actions that we wish to take. It's very similar. And I think approaching it this way for some of you, especially because when we're looking at identity, we are really, really focusing on us and who we think we are and who we wish to become, and then bridging the gap between who we want to be and who we currently are and why we haven't been able to get where we want to go. Well, that's your identity. And so if we're talking about getting unstuck, well, this is a really, really good place to go if you are someone who is having trouble changing their behavior to get unstuck, or changing their behavior to get to that end goal of the person that you wish to become. You've got to look at your identity first. So I'm thinking and hoping that approaching it or presenting it in this way will help some of you. And what's also really cool about this work is it's going to help you understand why for some people certain habits seem really easy to get into, really easy for them to do, and it's something that you want to do, but you just can't seem to like really wrap your head around it or really make it an actual habit and really do it. And it almost seems impossible to actually make that change. Well, this explains it too, which I find so fascinating. So here's a perfect example that I think a lot of you are going to resonate with one way or the other. If you believe yourself to be the kind of person that works out regularly, then it's not going to require anything for you to go to the gym 5 days a week. You are already seeing yourself as the person that goes to the gym regularly. So for you to have that behavior really takes nothing for you to do. You don't have to convince yourself to work out, or you don't have to have a reward for when you do go work out. You are simply acting in alignment with who you already know yourself to be. Whereas someone who believes themselves to be lazy, to not be good at working out, to find they are intimidated at the gym, to think they are an exercise failure because they've never been able to stick to a workout routine, that is going to cause a situation where it will be working against their identity to go to the gym 5 days a week. That behavior change is going to take so much more effort to stick with. And honestly, they probably won't stick with it. And then it just reinforces that identity that you're not good at working out, that you're a failure when it comes to the gym, that you're too lazy to work out. It just reinforces that identity. So in this example, and this is just one of many that I can think of, you can want to start this new good practice or this new habit of going to the gym or the yoga studio or whatever. And you can want to release the old bad practice of not being active, going home and sitting on the couch, whatever it may be. You can want that to change so badly, but it won't make sense with your identity. And so it's probably going to end up in failure, or at least be really, really challenging for you to adopt that new habit. What's the solution then? Well, it's changing your identity. You've got to go to the root of it all, which is your identity, those stories, those beliefs that you have created specifically about you. This is again from Atomic Habits, which says, the goal is not to run a marathon. The goal is to become a runner. The goal is not to read a book. The goal is to be a reader. The goal is not to learn an instrument. The goal is to become a musician. So you can see that identity change. It's not just that behavior change you're going after. It's first changing your identity so that that behavior comes naturally. They are a match. And most people don't even know that their identity is fluid and is up for shifts and change. And many times when we're struggling in life, we are struggling because there is that mismatch in identity and who you really are or who you wish to become. You want to become something different than your identity, and you don't realize that your identity can actually be changed, or you're really holding on to that identity still for some reason that is a real sticking point for you. And there's that mismatch. And we know this as a society as an identity crisis. You've probably all heard of it. Perhaps some of you have been through your own identity crisis. And maybe some of you are going to go through an identity crisis after this podcast episode. Don't worry, it's good. It's for a good reason, because you are becoming a match. Your identity and who you wish to become are matching up, and that is super important. So what does it take? We've got to change our identity. Now, before we go over those two simple steps to changing your identity, I first want to chat a little bit about why it's hard sometimes to change our identity, or why we get to this point of having an identity crisis because we're holding on to our past identity, even though it's not a match for who we want to be moving forward. The main reason why is because we can validate it. If you think about a piece of your identity right now, anything, just take any statement that you think about yourself, you probably have a story or two from your past that validates it. So for instance, if you were in a bad relationship and it didn't work out, you may now think that you're not good at relationships. If you had a time in middle school where you were denied a seat at the cool kids table, then you might now have the identity that you're not cool. We hold on to these stories, these pieces, these actual memories of when that story about us was deemed true. So it validates it, and we continue to hold on to them forever unless we can start to really see them for what they are, be willing and able to release them and replace them with new identity pieces that we want to be. We're always going to have an identity. We're always going to have these stories about who we are, but we can shift them and change them and have them be in alignment for who we wish to become. So let's go over these two very simple steps on how to shift your identity. The first thing is you have to give yourself permission to decide who you want to be and don't want to be. It really is going to take some inquiry on your part. First of all, you need to ask yourself, who am I? So who are you right now in this moment? Who have I been? So what has your identity driven you to do, or how has it changed or developed over a period of time? So think about who you have been and how your identity shaped that in the past. And then now, who do I want to be? So as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, who do you wish to become? What version of yourself do you want to be in the future? What do you want to let go of? What do you want to add on to who you are? And then how does your identity need to change in order to be that person? So how would that version of you think and behave and act and feel? So what would make you truly happy? And not just for external goals or appearances or anything like that, but for your own internal wholeness. Who do you want to become to be internally whole and happy? And again, like I said, these are two steps that are massive step. So this is just step one, is to get, again, we're building awareness. And what needs to shift in you, in your identity, I guess I should say, to become that person. So again, give yourself permission to decide who you want to be and don't want to be. Your identity is not what is creating you. You can create your identity. So be willing to look at that and to do that shift and to be okay and excited about who you can become now that you know that your identity is not set in stone. And one caveat to this step is do all of this work on yourself while also accepting who you currently are, what has shaped you up until this point, and how those pieces of your identity were formed. You're probably going to look back and see that there was someone in your class that caused a certain identity that you now have, or your parents or your sister or your brother, or someone like that. No need to place blame, no need to feel bad about it or mad about it or disappointed about your current identity or your past identity. None of that is going to help this situation. So be sure to stay compassionate in this exercise and excited about who you are now going to become and what your new identity is going to look like. So that's the first step. The second step is to do things that really start to, first of all, challenge your old identity or your current identity and solidify your new identity. So we have to pick little things that we can do that start confirming that identity shift. And we have to do them often. So really is a goal of doing small habit changes a lot. So repeating these small changes. This is a really great way. Again, we talked about brain rewiring a few episodes ago. It's a really great way to retrain, reprogram your brain to be a match for this new identity. So it's not a case where you want to go to the gym 5 days a week and so you just start going to the gym 5 days a week. No, it's that you wish to become a fit, healthy person. That is your new identity. And so then how does a fit, healthy person behave? And what are some small ways that you can start behaving as that person? Maybe it's taking a 15-minute walk after work instead of sitting down and watching Netflix. So I hope you can see how this is a very different approach from, oh, I'm lazy, I'm not good at workout routines, I'll never be able to stick to one. Oh, but let me go try to go to the gym 5 days a week. Versus, I am choosing to adopt the identity of being a fit and healthy person. How would that person behave right now? And see what happens. Maybe it is going to the gym 5 days a week, and maybe that then does stick with you, and there you go. Perfect, but maybe it is these tiny, small changes that you do often. So instead, that 15-minute walk after work, instead of immediately turning on Netflix, turns into 20 minutes and then 25, and then you're doing it 5 days a week. And then you actually don't even really want to watch Netflix anymore. Maybe you'll go try 15 minutes of yoga after your walk. And then it becomes more and more because you are coming from this place of the desire to shift your identity, to shift who you are. And the caveat to this step, because again, two steps that are very full of things, the caveat here is to know and be okay with the fact that it is going to be uncomfortable. It might feel like you're a failure or it's not perfect. You don't know how to do it. Things aren't going well. I'm up and down. I'm all over the place. you've got to be okay with the fact that going against the identity that you have carried about yourself probably for years and years, going against that means being vulnerable. It means it's not necessarily going to feel good or be easy because you are shifting something deep within you. So you've got to be okay with being vulnerable, with it not looking perfect, with it not always going smoothly or being exactly what you expected or anything like that. And I want to share a few tips with you. Going back to the quote that I shared at the top, which now let me share again because maybe it resonates a little differently since we've had this discussion. Every action is a vote for who you wish to become. So can we see this and do this as sort of a voting system? So every action, thought, statement, behavior is a vote. It can either be a vote for your old identity or your new identity. So if you turn on Netflix right when you get home from work, that's a vote for your old identity. If instead you take a 15-minute walk or do some yoga, that's a vote for your new identity. And see it as this kind of voting system. And if there's one that at least is getting more votes, well, then there you go. You are starting to shift your identity. It doesn't mean that it has to be 100% to zero, but if the majority can be towards that new identity, then we're working on a real shift. And the last thing I want to leave you with is if you're having trouble really trying to figure out how to behave or how to act or what these baby steps could be for you based on your new identity, ask yourself this question. Who is the kind of person that could go to the gym 5 days a week? Who is the kind of person that could build a $1 million business? Who's the kind of person that could reverse their heart disease? I'm, you know, making things up. But really, if this is the identity that you want to hold, if you have this new identity, then ask yourself, what kind of person does that? I think that could really, really help give you some ideas if you're feeling stuck with that. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode all about identity. I hope you can see how this is very similar to what we've been doing and talking about here on the show for now almost a year, but a little different approach that may be beneficial to think about in this way for you. And I hope it is. And if so, please let me know. I love it more than anything. Really, the best thing you can ever do for me is to let me know that you're out there listening. Screenshot the episode or the homework you're doing based on the episode or whatever you want to do to let me know that you're out there to connect with me so that we can have a conversation so that I can share in what you are doing. Instagram is the best place to do so. You can direct message me at Shawn Miner. You can share the episode that you are currently loving on your stories or on your feed and make sure to tag me, and I'll be so thrilled to see that. Just keep me posted. Let me know what's going on for you. Let me know if you're struggling with anything. Happy to help. Again, that's at Shawn Miner on Instagram. Always the best place to connect with me. And with that being said, make sure if you are an entrepreneur, you head over to shawnminer.com/entrepreneur waitlist to be the very first person to know what my new endeavor is and get in on it from the ground floor if that's something that appeals to you. And with that, until next time, take care.